With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
If someone asked you to sum up the Doctor in just a few sentences, you could give a multitude of different answers, all dependent on what episodes you've seen and which Doctors were your favourite. You might explain that they're just a madman in a box, a grouchy old man exploring the universe, or perhaps a tragic figure who is cursed to outlive all of their closest friends. But it is worth noting that there have been several times in their long lifetimes where the Doctor has, simply put, acted like a bit of a dick. Be it reckless behaviour or blissful ignorance, the Doctor does have a track record of making some questionable decisions. With that in mind, I'm Will for What Culture, and here are 10 times the Doctor was actually a bit of a dick. 10. He strangled Perry. One of the most infamous moments in Doctor Who history has to be when the newly regenerated Sixth Doctor tried to throttle his companion Perry. Not all there in the head, due to the facts he had just regenerated, he suspected Perry of being an evil spirit and tried to strangle her to death. While it is true he had only just regenerated and quickly realized what he'd done, the fact still stands that he almost murdered a companion in a moment of frenzy. Had he not come to his senses in time, the Sixth Doctor's first adventure would have been a whole lot darker in tone. 9. He left Sarah Jane in Scotland. Sarah Jane is one of the most iconic Doctor Who companions, having met 9 different incarnations of the Doctor in canon. However, her main tenure on the show was spent with the 3rd and 4th Doctors. She faced Davros and the Daleks, the Cybermen and the Sontarans while with the Doctor, and then went on to continue protecting Earth from alien forces of her own accord. Without a doubt, she is one of the Doctor's most capable and heroic companions. So, when the Doctor was called to Gallifrey and they had to part ways, you would expect him to show her the utmost respect. But instead of dropping her off at her home in South Croydon, he left her stranded in Aberdeen. And I've been to Aberdeen. That's not a good place to be. While it was true the Doctor was in a rush, he could have at least checked that he actually had dropped her off in the correct place. It just feels so unnecessarily like a jerk move. 8. She enabled Tim Shaw. Before the 13th Doctor could even take a moment to pause after her most recent regeneration, she is thrown into an adventure with Ryan, Yaz, Graham and Grace that leads her to meeting the cheerfully nicknamed Tim Shaw. By the end of the episode, she manages to trick Tim Shaw and forces him to teleport away. However, in the finale of Series 11, it's revealed that the Doctor sent Tim Shaw to Ranskor Avkolos, trapping him there. Waiting for 3,407 years, he plans to extract his revenge. While it is true that Tim Shaw was by no means a good person, the Doctor refuses to acknowledge her hand in creating a new enemy for herself and putting him in a position where he can cause even more havoc and threaten the lives of her companions. She chastises Tim Shaw, telling him all actions have consequences, but when Tim Shaw turns this question around on the Doctor, citing how she is at least partly responsible for the chain of events, she refuses to acknowledge this and simply says,
"I didn't mean it like that,"
before hanging up. 7. He forced Ace to confront her fears. Ace travelled with the 7th Doctor for several years and was a popular companion amongst fans and is often cited as being one of the first modern companions of Doctor Who, despite featuring on the show before the relaunch in 2005. While she and the Doctor did have a good relationship, it was tested during the serial Ghostlight. In this story, the Doctor brought Ace back to a building that she burnt down several years ago in her past. While the Doctor didn't bring her back here just to face her fears, he doesn't tell her where they are, car and insists that it is a surprise. While the Doctor may have had good intentions of helping Ace overcome her guilt for her mistakes, the way he goes about it is pretty manipulative. As Ace explains, she wishes to confront these issues on her own terms. The Doctor, well-intentioned or not, robbed her of this choice. He certainly could have gone about helping Ace overcome this guilt in a less manipulative and hurtful manner, at any rate. 6. His treatment of Martha. There is no doubt that the 10th Doctor truly loved Rose Tyler, and losing her was always going to have a massive impact on his character. Unfortunately, the Doctor's next companion, Martha Jones, would know this better than anyone. She fell for the Doctor almost immediately, and began travelling with him through time and space. What she probably wasn't expecting was the Doctor actually ignoring her half the time while he spoke about Rose and how brilliant she was.
One trip, then back home.
I'd rather be on my own.
No matter how hard Martha tried, she couldn't get the Doctor to truly notice her. You can see through Series 3 just how upsetting this actually is for Martha, who is actually one of the 10th Doctor's most capable companions. However, Martha did let the Doctor know how she felt about all of this just before she left the TARDIS after saving the Doctor from the Master. She then went on to marry Mickey Smith, another character that the Doctor arguably treated quite poorly. 5. He refused to take Adric home. Adric was from a pocket universe known as E-Space, where the coordinates for space travel were inverted. Adric snuck onto the TARDIS as a stowaway and ended up travelling with the 4th and 5th Doctors. He wasn't hugely popular with the fanbase, but that doesn't make his fate any less tragic. Adric decides that he would like to return to his home in E-Space, claiming that he has already figured out all the calculations, but the Doctor simply refuses to even acknowledge the possibility of returning there. While Adric does later admit he doesn't actually wish to return home that much, it's still shocking that the Doctor would refuse to even consider taking one of his companions home. It becomes even more questionable when on that very adventure, Adric, who is only 19, ends up dying in an attempt to stop a Cyberman plot to blow up a conference to unite military powers against the Cybermen. Yikes, maybe you could have just dropped the kid at home, Doctor. Jeez. 4. He invited his closest friends to watch him die. Series 6 of New Who saw an overarching plot revolving around a fixed point in time where the 11th Doctor is murdered by an astronaut before he can regenerate. However, it is later revealed in the series this is not actually the Doctor, but instead Tesselecta posing as the Doctor. While it was arguably necessary for the greater good, the Doctor utilized his own death to manipulate his companions into doing what needed to be done, which had a clear negative impact on these characters. Throughout Series 6, Amy can't ignore the fact that, at least as far as she believes, her best friend was gonna die and there's nothing she could do about it. When you really think about it, it must have been horrible for Amy, Rory, and River to have to carry this burden and believing there's nothing they can do to stop it. 3. The Time Lord Victorious. For many fans, the 10th Doctor is their favourite. They remember him as being the charming, intelligent, tragic, and daring one. But during the 2009 specials, the 10th Doctor goes down a very dark path. Having lost Rose, the Master, and then Donna, and burdened with the guilt of the Time War, the chain of events in the waters of Mars pushed the Doctor to challenge the laws of time themselves. Declaring himself the Time Lord Victorious, the Doctor briefly decided that he would meddle with time however he saw fit. However, this was short-lived, as Captain Adelaide reminded him just how wrong such an idea was. This, paired with a visit from Ood Sigma, helped the Doctor realize he had taken things a bit too far, but he almost went down a path that would have made him not much different from the Master himself, trying to control and rule over time. Yes, this particular incident makes it abundantly clear the Doctor needs a companion for his travels, otherwise he goes crazy. 2. He sabotaged the TARDIS. As this list shows, the Doctor has always been a bit of a dick throughout all his incarnations. The first Doctor is not exempt from this, and in fact put all of his companions in serious danger in the Dead Planet. His reasoning? He was curious about a nearby city. Despite the fact all his companions were desperate to leave the planet, the Doctor removed the fluid link so the TARDIS could not leave, and therefore the Doctor got his way. This is incredibly manipulative and reckless behavior, and this was before it was revealed that the planet they were on was actually Skaro, the home planet of the Daleks. While the Doctor and his companions were fortunate enough to survive the encounter, it still doesn't redeem the fact that the Doctor lied to his companions and led them to what would become his most dangerous enemy, all because he was curious about a random futuristic city. 1. Leaving Captain Jack on Satellite 5. Parting of the Ways is a fantastic episode and a great send-off to the Ninth Doctor, but an often overlooked aspect of the episode is the fact that the Doctor chose to leave Captain Jack behind after Rose brought him back to life. At the time, it could be explained that the Doctor didn't actually realise that Jack had come back, or that he was now immortal. But two series later, and Captain Jack returns, running towards the TARDIS and calling out for the Doctor. The Doctor sees this on the TARDIS scanner, and rather than welcome Jack, he tries to leave him behind again. Determined for answers, Jack clings onto the box as it travels through the time vortex. But hold up, it gets worse when we learn from the Doctor himself that he knew Jack survived all along. So why didn't he ever go back to help out Jack? Well, apparently because Jack simply doesn't make sense. The Doctor even says, quote,
"It's not easy even just looking at you, Jack, because you're wrong."
What sort of excuse is that? Jack died several dozen times, fighting in both world wars, just to find out that the Doctor left him behind because his situation was a bit confusing, I guess. I mean, come on, he could have at least dropped him back on Earth.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.